COVID-19 has so far claimed 292 lives in Vermont. That's as of Wednesday. And in many cases, it's also robbed their loved ones of an opportunity to mourn the loss. Later this month, though, faith leaders from around the state are holding a mass memorial to honor the dead. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they hope this celebration of life will help Vermonters process the trauma the pandemic has caused.
Family member is difficult under any circumstance. When they die of COVID-19, the grief gets more complicated.
Losing someone this way is extremely difficult because not only is the person going through this alone, but the family members are going through it alone as well.
Chris Owens would know. Her father, David Reisig, died of COVID-19 last March at Northwestern Vermont Medical Center in St. Albans. He was 82 and he lived a good life, but Owens and her siblings and their mom couldn't hold his hand while he went, and they couldn't give him the send-off they would have liked.
You know, her dad and my mom, you know, for her husband dying alone, I mean, that's something we have to live with for the rest of our lives.
So when Owens and her mom heard about a celebration of life this Sunday in Montpelier for every Vermonter who's died of COVID-19, Owens rearranged some travel plans in order to attend. For her mom especially, Owens says, it's a chance to honor her husband in a way that the pandemic wouldn't allow.
I think that she's ready to sort of feel like she wants to see my father's life celebrated on a bigger scale.
Sunday's COVID memorial was born of pandemic introspection by an employee at Grace Cottage Hospital named CJ King.
You know, I sat in front of the news every night and watched the numbers go up and just felt horrified and helpless and just wished there was something I could do.
King's perspective on that horror is somewhat unique because as the pandemic was unfolding, she happened to be taking a class at Hartford Seminary in Connecticut on how to serve as a chaplain during a time of disaster.
So through the eyes of those studies, it was important to think about how do we help each other spiritually through these horribly difficult times. And that reflecting on that is part of the inspiration of how I got this idea.
That idea is to memorialize lives lost to the pandemic by way of an interfaith gathering on the statehouse lawn. And on September 19th at 3 in the afternoon, clergy from various religions will gather in Montpelier to sing and pray and meditate and recite the names of the Vermonters who died as a result of contracting COVID-19.
I wanted to remember that each of these represents a whole human being and a life and a circle of friends and family.
I think we're all grieving and mourning in different ways, and we hope that this will be an event that can help people to process whatever they're going through at this time.
Debbie Ingram is an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. She's also executive director of Vermont Interfaith Action, which is organizing the COVID memorial.
It's a little counterintuitive because as running an interfaith organization, I've been told many times that Vermont is actually one of the least churched states in the union.
In fact, a survey by Pew Research found that Vermonters are among the least likely in the nation to say that religion is very important in their lives or that they believe in God with absolute certainty. But Ingram says participation in the memorial doesn't require faith in the Almighty.
So what we really want to concentrate on is honoring and paying respects to those who are no longer with us and acknowledging that we feel sadness because of that.
Ingram says it'll also be an opportunity for people to have the kind of in-person memorial that couldn't happen during the height of the pandemic. Over the past 20 months, she says, most of the services her church has conducted have happened on Zoom.
The services that we've had have been very severely affected by the pandemic and the protocols for keeping everyone safe.
And CJ King says the memorial isn't just for people whose lives have been touched personally by a COVID death.
And my idea is that by collectively coming together and acknowledging each individual person, that we help rebuild community, we help the healing process.
State epidemiologist Patsy Kelso will be among the people participating in the memorial. When Vermont Interfaith asked if she'd be willing to attend, Kelso says she immediately realized the value of the event.
I think it's a really good idea to give Vermonters a time to just pause for a minute and reflect on what these last 20 months have been.
For Kelso, acknowledging the human cost of the pandemic is part of the fight against it.
These deaths are really the reason we're working as hard as we are to prevent as many of them as we can.
And she says an outdoor memorial is a safe way to do it.
I don't have any concerns about this gathering from an epi perspective. You know, outdoor gathering is pretty safe with the number of people vaccinated in Vermont.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.